Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, December 19th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. At the bottom of this first half hour of hour number one, 9:30 to 9:48, we're going to be joined with an announced candidate running for Secretary of State, Monica Yatuma. Y-A-T-O-O-M-A. Wife, mother, Christian, has been involved in elections, has been involved in election integrity, has been involved in school board races based out of Oakland County. She's going to join us at 9:30 to tell us basically why she's decided to run for Secretary of State, to be the next Secretary of State to run our elections, and to replace Jocelyn Benson. So we're looking forward to meeting and having you guys be introduced to Monica Yatuma, Secretary of State candidate for the Republican nomination. That will be at the nominating endorsement convention on Saturday, March 28th at Novi Showcase. So we're excited. We're going to have her on the show. We got a history lesson. John Wilkes Booth. I'm sure it's part of what Pastor Chatfield is teaching the kids there at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. And then we will be speaking with Tristan Cole and then Kevin Kievsky in our third hour. Kevin, as you know, is an attorney general candidate running for the same Republican convention in March of next year. So we're excited. Got a great show lined up for you. Only 25 bills were sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, after passing both in the House and the Senate. If she signs them all, every single one of them, if she signs them and turns them into public acts, it will be the lowest, fewest number of laws passed in any legislative year since the founding of our state in 1837. Gridlock is a good thing. Senate Democrats are vowing to reinstate the cuts that the Republicans made while they passed a supplemental to the budget in the Senate. Even four or five, I've got conflicting stories as to whether it was four or five Republicans in the Senate joined in with the Democrats to restore that spending. Well, guess what? That supplemental bill passed in the Senate went absolutely nowhere. It's still sitting on Matt Hall's desk. 5:25 p.m. last night, they adjourned for the year. They're done. They had to get home and do their Christmas shopping because, of course, Christmas is this coming Thursday. Then they'll have the time off after Christmas, preparing for New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is Thursday, January 1st, and they won't be back in session until Tuesday, January 6th. It must be nice to get paid for 2.5 weeks during the holidays while you're at home, sleeping in your own bed. I'm sure probably none of them are going to be holding coffee hours during the Christmas break. Absolutely amazing. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? Justin Michael, candidate for Congress in the next segment. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of our number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Having some technical difficulties getting Justin Michael to connect into the show. Hopefully this will work. Greatly appreciate him being part of the show and having some time to spend with him regarding what's going on in Washington, D.C., especially in Congress, all the things that are happening, all the things that are going on there as he's out on the campaign trail talking with folks and hearing from people across the 1st Congressional District. And for some reason, I'm not really sure. Let me reach out to him and text him. I'm not really sure why we're not able to get him connected into the show today, but we will continue trying. So let's see if this works, and hopefully it will. And Justin, are you there, sir? I see it ringing. Hopefully he's able to pick up this morning. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. Want to make sure that he is available. Well, for some reason, it doesn't appear to be connecting him into the studio. So let me try one other thing. Oh, there he is now. Request to join. Here we go. This should work. Here we go. Justin, are you there, sir? Justin. It's ringing. I don't see why it's not connecting you into the studio. What the heck is going on with this? I hope that's not the case throughout the day today because we got lots of interviews to do. So hopefully he can pick up here and make this technology work as our first interview guest for today's show this Friday. We're excited. We got lots of information, lots of things to talk about. So, you know what? If this doesn't work, let me reach out. I'm going to run down to the studio real quick, folks. If this doesn't work, there could be something wrong with a setting in the new computer system. We were working on it last night. We got our levels increased. Hopefully you guys are hearing my voice much better. Okay, if that doesn't work, why it's not working, I'll be right back. Got the setting changed. Hopefully this will work. We'll see if we can get this to work. Hey, good morning, Justin. I see you as a green available light, and I'm calling, but for some reason, you're not answering. You are there. Okay, let me try it right now, and I'm going to click on this button. This should be calling you right now. Okay, go ahead and answer.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Justin, are you there, sir?
I am. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't.
Yeah, I am sorry about the technological glitches, but thank you so much for giving me a call this morning.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today is because, as you know, Washington is back at it again. The end of the year is here. Next Thursday is Christmas. And they would not pass the Democrats' extension 15 times. Now, the Democrats have tried to get the Republicans in the House and Senate to pass the extension for the tax credits for Obamacare. And the Republicans keep holding firm. They're not going to vote for it. They're not going to do it. And they've actually come up with somewhat of a replacement plan. And this is something you and I talked about months ago. You know, where is the Republicans, you know, repeal and replace? Justin, how many years have we been hearing that out of the Republicans in Washington, D.C.?
At least 13, Randy. I mean, it's sad that it always has to come down to crunch time before Congress wants to act. I mean, when you think about leadership, you constantly think about proactive engagement, looking for potential potholes in the road or potential weaknesses or fracturings, so you can figure out ways to address those long before those issues come to fruition. And I think right now we're in a situation where it shows a lack of consistency and a lack of leadership, because one, they knew that this was coming all throughout this year. Long before we even had the shutdown, this was an issue. And the unwillingness for leaders to step up in Congress and say, hey, these are plans that we have, or this is, you know, our opportunity to fix what is broken in the healthcare system, they just let it go to, you know, the end game. And then, boom, government shuts down. It's terrible. And it's really terrible for both parties. It looks bad on both sides. It looks really selfish on one side. It looks really rude and mean and nasty on the other. Right. And so now you have this situation where you're eroding public trust. Because people are looking at Congress right now and saying, you guys can't do your job. You have one job. And that's to represent constituents and have conversations and get things done to maintain the flow of government operations. And we saw for 6 weeks, Congress was on vacation. And instead of working on other things during the government shutdown or working on real solutions during the government shutdown, especially considering healthcare, they just went home. Did nothing.
Yeah.
And when you're in crunch time for an administration that really needs wins, especially considering all the negative stuff that's out there for the Republicans and what they call Trump derangement syndrome, Congress could have been working really hard for the American people, and they didn't. And now we're in a situation coming into Christmas where, again, the public's going, you guys can't figure this out. And again, we're facing what could potentially be in January, another shutdown over the same issue.
Over the same issue that, again, like you say,
for we've had 13 years
to get a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. That's what they've been saying, talking about. You remember that infamous thumbs down by John McCain. I mean, how many years has he been dead? I mean, this is insanity. And then here's the other thing, Justin, that I don't get. I don't understand this. House, Congress, which you are running for to be the congressman for the 1st Congressional District, where is the leadership in the House? Because it all has to do with appropriations. It all has to do with spending. And as you very well know, as well as I, appropriations start in the House. This effort should have been something already started and lined up in the House, ready to go.
Yeah, so one of the weird things about law is appropriations doesn't vote for the money that's actually spent in the Affordable Care Act. That's already and that's really where you see healthcare premiums and stuff starting to rise at that 8% threshold, because the government has to pay by law. So there's only small portions of the appropriations bill that Congress actually votes on that goes towards healthcare. The rest of it's just signed into law, and it's just considered, you know, those bills come in and the U.S. government pays them, or the states pay them, because it's about a 70-30 split. The interesting thing about all of this, though, is when it comes down to writing the law and what's mandated within the law, like the subsidies right now are mandated within the law. They're like, we're not going to – Republicans said, we are not going to extend those subsidies. Instead, you know, we're going to go through our own ideas, and we're going to try to make healthcare cheaper by doing X, Y, and Z. And now you're in a situation where people are so confused. I mean, you have Republicans that are in the House saying, wait a minute, can we just extend them for a year? You know, again, kick the can down the road. Yes, it's extremely expensive. We understand that. But they also understand the implications of 13 million people in America potentially losing their health care benefits and what that's going to do in the primaries. Now, I really hate, and I know hate's a strong word, but I really hate the fact that they only do things, or it seems like they only do things that are beneficial in election year cycles.
Right.
And we know Congress is about to go on another six-month vacation so people can go from Washington, D.C. out on the campaign trail and tell people how hard they're working and the amazing job that they're doing and that we passed one bill the entire year and say, hey, yeah, aren't we doing a great job? Even though I was on vacation for 6 weeks because I couldn't figure out how to talk to the other side or work out a plan in my own situation to be able to get out there and do things. And then in addition to that, they may have another shutdown, which is going to really hurt what it seems to be Republican control of Washington, D.C. You have the House, the Senate, the presidency, and it looks like a dysfunctional family right now.
Right.
Now, that could be a Democratic ploy, and if it is, they're doing a great job. Now, I also read recently that the Democrat numbers in terms of popularity are the lowest they've been in history.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so I can't necessarily say that their tactics are working, and I don't want them to work. But what I will say is the Republicans are not capitalizing on the leadership and the public trust that they need to in Washington, D.C., in order to make few people feel like, wow, we're calm and confident and comfortable and things are getting great.
Yeah.
It just looks like a dysfunctional family.
Well, look at Marjorie Taylor Greene not running for re-election. Many others are not as well. And causing a major problem because now we got to find people like you to step up that are willing to run, willing to serve, willing to come in there with fresh ideas, new ideas, new ways of leadership.
I'm going to tell you this, Randy, and this is something I'm learning on the campaign trail. The establishment is so nasty in how they treat people who want to come in, who are good candidates, who care about this country, who are patriots, who believe in the Constitution, and they believe in people. The establishment is nasty to those people because they want to maintain power and control.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it firsthand. I'm out there every day meeting people. I'm breaking bread with people. I'm shaking people's hands. I'm helping people out of ditches. I'm giving people hugs when they need it. I'm listening to them crying. I cry with them in some of those stories because I want them to know that I care about them and that I'm there for them. And the people on the other side of the aisle, and I'm not just talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the people in leadership right now are vehemently going out there and trying to tarnish everything that I do because they want to maintain power and control. And the sad thing is when you have good candidates that come up the line that are grassroots candidates that understand the problems and are qualified to get to Washington, D.C. and lead us down a path of righteousness and prosperity, the establishment wants to shut them down because of power. And that's why you don't have good candidates that show up. You have people who are bought and paid for by special interest groups, by lobbyists and by foreign agents in this country running for office because they're the ones that they want in office. They can control them. They can manipulate them. I really think that that's the problem. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene has been saying. That's what Thomas Massie has been saying. It's a nasty system. And it is one that requires a lot of personal strength and courage because it gets nastier every day. The closer you get to taking away that power, the more ruthless those people become.
So I have a very simple question to wrap up our interview for today. Why are you willing to take on this system, this establishment, I call it rhino system of government, with them wearing